Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to TheWalk.se, the ongoing story about trying to become a minimalist vagabond while walking from Stockholm to Sydney. Well, I've finally made it through Texas, and it's a big state, so it feels really great to have that done. It's been a while, it's almost a bit more than 2 weeks since I was in Sanderson and I did a last podcast. I'm feeling a lot better, and I've more or less managed to get rid of my cold, and it's surprising. It makes a huge difference to how it feels when I'm walking, especially in the heat. Since leaving Sanderson, I've been doing a bit of serious walking, and I've been covering a fair bit of mileage. In fact, this has been my first rest day since then. Although I've had a couple of shorter days, most of them have been between 45 and 50 kilometers, and I am really going to enjoy a day off. I need a day of rest, basically. Rather than give you a sort of a day-by-day rundown, I'll give you a few highlights of what's happened in the last couple of weeks. And a lot has happened. I've met some really great people, and in many ways, my already pretty optimistic view of humankind has gotten even rosier. I almost hate to write that or say that, as I'm afraid to jinx myself for the future. It's now been 15 months on the road, and I've only had positive experiences, which is really great. In the last 2 weeks, I've slept on picnic tables, several times actually, in the dirt on the side of the road, behind bushes, at really great couch surfing hosts, in a shed, and even in a few hotels, all the while trying to get some mileage done during the day. One of the best parts of the last couple of weeks was visiting Marfa, a town I knew nothing about and had really no expectations on at all. And as is nearly always the case, the big reason that it was a great experience was the great people that I met there. About 13 kilometers outside of Marfa, there is an observation building where you can sometimes see something called the Marfa Lights. And they're a light phenomenon that sometimes appears at night, and nobody really seems to be able to explain what causes them. There have been all sorts of explanations, everything from atmospheric conditions to UFOs, basically. Now, I didn't get to see them because I was there during the daytime, and there was no way I was walking back out there at night to see them. So apparently they don't appear all the time either. But anyway, as I was pulling the mule into the observation center, there was a truck parked there, and a guy jumped out of the truck, and he came over to talk. And it turned out to be Josh, and with him was his wife, Lynn. And they'd seen me walking along the road earlier when they were heading off towards Alpine, and now as they were heading back, they stopped and they were waiting for me to arrive, and they wanted to talk to me. It turned out that Josh had done his own walk across Texas, walking from Galveston to Marfa. And he wanted to hear what I was doing. His walk was from Galveston to Marfa. It was between his home cities. He's actually moving to Marfa and trying to establish himself there. And it must be, you know, it's pretty much the same as I'm doing. I'm walking between my two home cities, Sydney and Stockholm. It's just that his were a little bit closer. So it took him about a month or something to do, 30 days or something, which is going to probably take me close to 3 years. Anyway, we talked for a little while, and they invited me to stay with them when I arrived in Marfa. So I set off, and 2.5 hours later, I finally made it into Marfa and met Josh, and he had organized an interview for me at Marfa Public Radio. And I even got to sit down and do one of those station intros. I won't try to do it here again. You'll just have to try to find Marfa Public Radio and see if you can hear me on there. Post a link to the interview here when it becomes available in the archives. I haven't heard it myself yet, so I'll have to try to chase that up. Then Josh and Lynn took me to dinner at an incredible restaurant. It was just a small, tiny restaurant, and I could have walked past it without noticing it, but it was a really, really good restaurant. It could have sort of probably made a name for itself in any major city in the world, and We talked a lot, and it turns out that Marfa is a very special little town. There's a lot of arts and a lot of a big art community, and apparently it's been featured quite a lot in the news lately. And on the blog, there is a post to an article about Marfa. You can check that out. And Josh has even published a book. When he did his walk, he actually took a photograph every hour during his walk, and he's published that as a book. And again, there's a link to that at the blog. I left Marfa in the morning after a very quick grand tour of Marfa. Leaving Marfa, I was faced with a 120-kilometer section where there weren't any services at all. And now that means it's going to be 3 days of walking for me without being able to stock up on water or food. So I had a fair bit of water and food with me. And there is a town more or less halfway, a small town called Valentine, but everything there is closed. The only service station that exists there closed down a while ago, and all the other shops and that, everything is just closed down. And although Valentine doesn't have a functioning service station, they actually have a Prada store, which is pretty weird. But like everything else in Valentine, it's never open. And it's actually an art installation, and it's called the Prada Marfa rather than Prada Valentine. You can just Google Prada Marfa and you'll find out all about it. 3 days after leaving Marfa, I reached Van Horn and actually got rained on. Van Horn is a little bit more in the mountains. I've been walking across a pretty flat, pretty dry area, and it was quite refreshing, you know, after the heat and dryness to feel a bit of rain. And the next few days were a bit cooler, and I walked down through Sierra Blanca and a couple of other towns towards El Paso, where Josh had put me in contact with the Howell family, and he'd actually organized for me to stay there with them, which was great. And as I walked through El Paso, I stopped for a coffee at a Starbucks, and while I was there, a gentleman called Charles started talking to me. He'd seen the mule, and he was fascinated by the walk, and after we talked for a while, he sat down at his computer and he promptly wrote a press release for the local media explaining what I was doing, and he put my telephone number in there. It turns out that he runs a marketing company called Frontera Marketing. Well, not only that, one of his customers actually markets compression socks, and he was really interested in me getting me to try them, and he made sure I got a couple. So I've now got a couple of compression socks, and I haven't really used compression socks before, and it's going to be really interesting to try them and really see what they do. Now, compression socks are meant to sort of keep swelling and aid in circulation. So you put on compression socks, and your feet basically aren't supposed to swell as much as they do otherwise. And when in long distance walking, your feet do swell. If you do any sort of long distance running or long distance walking, you know that your feet will swell, and you generally end up with like a one shoe size larger than normal. I've only tried them for 1 day so far. I'm going to try them a little bit more, and I'll just let you know to what I think about them and how they work. I continued on my way, and it didn't really take long before I got my first call from a local reporter, and it was Louise from the El Paso Times, and he caught up with me. And he walked with me the last bit up to the Howells, and as he did, he interviewed me for his piece. And you can check out the link there at the blog, and you can read the story he wrote for me for the El Paso Times. I arrived at Nancy and John Howell's place, and it was a really warm, welcoming house, and it sort of was full of children, grandchildren, nieces, neighbors, friends. There just seemed to be a lot of things happening all the time, and people were coming and going and doing things. And it was a really great, warm, welcoming family. And they had planned to go to a baseball game on the Tuesday evening when I arrived there. And they even had an extra ticket for me, which was really great. So I got to go to a real American baseball game, drink a beer, eat a hot dog, and cheer on the El Paso Chihuahuas. And they won, which was great. So the Chihuahuas are a pretty new team, apparently. This is their first season, and a fair few people turned up to cheer them on, and it was a great family event, basically. The next morning, I set off again, and I was met on the road by Christiane from KFOX 14 and her cameraman. They did a short story and filmed me a little bit, and It ran on the evening news, and it must have been seen by a fair few people, because in the last day or two, a lot of people have started honking their horns at me and waving, and one or two people have even stopped to give me some water or talk to me about being on the news and what I'm doing. So that's quite fun. I continued on, and later that evening, I finally reached the end of Texas and could cross the border into New Mexico. As I said, it's a bit of a relief. Texas has been a large state. It's taken a long time to cross. But now I've finally reached a stage. I've only got three states to go before I reach the western coast of USA. And I'm having, as I said, a bit of a rest day here. I am in Las Cruces. I'm having a little bit of a rest day. And I'm more or less busy just trying to plan my continued route westward. Well, what can I say? Whatever else I'm going to do, I guess it's just a matter of keep walking.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.